In honor of Mike Adamly as the new GM of Raw, Kevin Hellions and myself, Sweet Matty Treats, have decided to pull an Adamly. On this episode of the show, we decided to record it after I had many chicken wings and many beers. So this is our PSA to the children out there. Kids, never, never, never drink and podcast. It's a dangerous combination. Without any further ado, Hellions Magazine proudly presents Jump the Smarks, an Adamly original.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of Hellions Magazine presents Jump the Smarks. I am Kevin Hellions, and with me, as always, is my partner in wrestling, Sweet Matty Treats.
Yes, partner in wrestling, not partner in life.
No, no, that would be wrong.
Yes, that would also be an Adamly original.
An Adamly original. Episode 4 of Jump the Smarks is an Adamly original.
Yes.
A lot to talk about this week. We got an extra show. No, not TNA. We're still not caught up on that.
Between UFC pay-per-view coming up.
Yes, yes. We have Hellions Geekend Weekend coming up.
Yes, Geekend Weekend, Hellions style. Woo!
We'll be watching the UFC pay-per-view on Saturday, in addition to which.
Yes, we there's a possible chance we might be at a SmackDown house show, which is always fun. I actually like the house shows a lot because you actually get to see wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. You get God some time forbid. Taking place. If anyone comes out and does an interview, it's like just to announce a match for later in the evening.
Yeah. Like Teddy Long will come out and dance.
And he hollers at me because I'm a player.
Yeah. And he tells me to stay in school, cracker.
Yeah. Yeah. Vicky Guerrero says, excuse me, because I don't know, she broke wind or something.
Yeah. You know.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's fun, though. It's a geekend weekend for us.
Geekend weekend.
Woohoo!
All right.
What is on our agenda for today, Mr. Decent?
All right. Well, we're going to have the Saturday night's main event.
Yes, let's talk about that.
All right. Mike Adamly's first Raw.
Oh, let's talk about that as well.
We got ECW, which I can't remember off the top of my head what
happened. ECW was, I think, Mark Henry, he bent a black dildo. That was the big thing.
What was the big thing this week? Was there anything?
He bent the black dildo in the beginning, the black dildo rod.
Oh, that's right. And Matt Hardy said he won't die.
Yeah, and then, he also said to Braden Walker, yeah, that he's a real wildcat, which you marked out for.
That's right. That was the only good part. I thought Braden
Walker. What was the main event? It was Henry Collins, right? Colin Delaney.
Hardy Colin Delaney. That's right. Oh, Mark Henry Presley. What
Colin an Delaney. Epic. That's going to be on DVDs for years to come. Jeez.
That's right. All right.
The ultimate Colin Delaney collection. That's going on there.
Like, is he supposed to be a modern-day Stevie Richards?
Who?
Colin Delaney.
I think he's a modern-day Al Snow. How? I don't know.
No, but, like, Al Snow and Stevie can work with people.
He's awful.
I'm trying to think of an example from the original ECW. Maybe Mikey Whipwreck, I guess. Like, he's just a kid that goes out there.
He's a poor man's Mikey Whipwreck.
Yeah, gets no offense and just gets beat.
But here's the thing, though, is when Colin Delaney came out, like, you know, he turned on Tommy Dreamer. Then he had the next night. I thought he would be able to cut a promo, at least. Like, why do they have this kid around? No, he can't cut a promo either.
I think they just like having some skinny little kid to beat
up. He's the new, like, Barry Horowitz. I mean, really.
Well, we don't really have jobbers right now.
No, not really.
Well, we got Val Venus, Stevie Richards. Like,
yeah. Val Venus, Stevie Richards, Ken Kennedy.
They're named jobbers.
Yeah.
You're calling Kennedy a jobber?
Dude, when's the last time you won a match?
This week on SmackDown, he beat Shelton.
Let's not talk about it. We'll get into that later.
All right.
Well, Kevin, you're controlling the show. Yes. And folks, just so you know, it's very WCW outside. And by that, I mean you might hear some thunder.
Do you remember when WCW had the show on MTV? Their free show that was supposed to be outside.
WCW had a show on MTV?
Not a weekly show, but they were doing like a promo crossover thing, and they were going to have like the match in Times Square or whatever. Like, they're going to have some outdoors match for WCW on MTV, just hype, and it rained. And they still had them go out and try to wrestle in the rain.
Oh, geez.
Because that's safe.
Who was it?
It was hyping up like a DDP Raven thing, I think. But I forget who's so part.
You know what would have been a better idea?
If having it inside?
No, if they each would have got a monster truck and fought on top of the Times Square studios for MTV. TRL, baby. Doing a little Bigfoot versus Gravedigger.
That was so bad.
Oh.
All right, anyways.
I love WCW.
All right, so nothing on ECW, really.
Is there ever, I mean, besides the undefeated Ricky Ortiz? 2-0, baby.
Cool. I kind of dig him.
Because he's so bad, though. He's bad. He's a bad wrestler, though.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a smart idea.
All right, so nothing smart really idea on ECW. We can move on to Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, well, let's go. What was next? SmackDown.
Oh, chronologically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do it that way for once. Why not?
Yeah, let's make sense.
Well, we're not making dollars.
Woohoo!
All right, so SmackDown.
All right.
To refresh your memory.
Please.
We had MVP against Jimmy Wang Yang.
Oh, that was a five-star match.
And then a Jeff Hardy promo after.
Also five-star.
Kennedy against Shelton, which that was also about.
This is also five-star.
Shetland says he doesn't make excuses for losing, but he has a bad case of bronchitis, which I did find funny.
Naturally.
The Brian Kendrick.
Yes.
Ezekiel. Great Khali and Jeff Hardy. R-Truth promo.
Again. Maria. Which apparently they taped 8 of them.
Yeah.
What it said online.
Yeah. Maria against Victoria. Big Show against Domino.
Then
the highlight of SmackDown, Edge and Foley.
Yes. Ask me what I thought about it. What
did you think about it?
Ask me what I also thought about Saturday night's main event.
We'll get
Saturday. No. They go together.
Tie in together?
Yes.
All right. What did you think of the Edge-Foley promo, and what did you think of Saturday night's main event?
Well, here's the thing, folks. I went to visit my girlfriend. It was her birthday this past weekend. So I set my DVR. She knows I'm a wrestling fan. She doesn't know to the extent. She knows the tip of the iceberg. I told her
the DVD collection?
Yes, that kind of freaked her out a little. And I also told her I was doing a wrestling podcast. That's the one thing about me she won't tell her mom, is that I'm so huge into wrestling. But anyways, so I leave, I set the DVR, come back, everything's great. Oh, I can't wait to watch this. I've totally not looked at spoilers, because, I don't want to be spoiled. So remember how I told you how TNA I can never watch because of
the...
Yeah. So we have the cable company come over. They switch boxes. So you know what that means? There goes my fucking DVR. So Time Warner, fuck you. Why can't they make like a USB port or something or wirelessly sync up? Would not be a great idea?
Comcast just won a court case that you can take what's on your DVR and burn it or put it on an external device. Or whatever.
Why?
They just want it. So everyone's going to have one within like next 5 years.
Yeah. Why can't I have? It just so pisses me off.
It's no different than VCR.
So I missed SmackDown and I missed Saturday night's main event. Well, luckily for me, everyone missed Saturday night's main event from that fucking rating.
All right. So you really know nothing for either show?
I knew nothing. That's why I didn't know when Kennedy won again. I know nothing. I didn't read any results. I'm sorry, folks. I'll try better next time. But it's really not my fault. Blame Mr. Time Warner Cable. Ted Turner, once again, taking my wrestling away from me. And that's my rant for this fucking thing.
All right, well, what do you want to know about for SmackDown, then?
Nothing. Let's just talk about shit I know.
All right.
Fuck the audience. Sorry, guys.
All right, I need to go over something, though.
Yeah, go over. You wanted to talk about Edge Foley. You loved that.
Well, first, MVP has a match against Jimmy Wang Yang.
Oh, naturally, because that's a feud that's heating up.
Yeah, beats him, no big surprise. Jeff Hardy's watching the entire match from ringside. Hardy comes into the ring after and just gets right in MVP's face, falling up from what happened last week. And I was stunned. I was like, what is it that's making this seem so good? Oh, Jeff Hardy's showing emotion and intensity, which you never see. He comes out and cuts bland promos.
Could you say that his segment was burning down the house?
Yes, I could.
Okay.
That's actually what the segment was about.
Oh, was it?
He gets an MVP's face. He's like, if you ever bring up my house, my life, my dog dying, any of it ever again, I'll kill you. And just flipped out on him. I was like, wow,
did he really say kill you?
Nah, I can't remember what he said.
Wow, channeling Chris Benoit.
Said something like that.
Okay. Oh, come on.
That was really good. the Brian Kendrick I'm getting such a kick out of.
You love it.
Well, he's now the Brian Kendrick, by the
way. Oh, that's his name?
Yeah, the Brian Kendrick.
And his ending move is?
The Kendrick.
Just the Kendrick.
Just the Kendrick.
He needs like a thing to make it called the Brian.
A lead up?
Yeah.
Brian into the Kendrick?
I think that would be funny. All
right, but here's the highlight that you missed on SmackDown. Edge comes out all night. They're saying that there's going to be special cutting Edge tonight. No one knows who's the guest. Vicky doesn't know. JR and Foley don't know. Chavo doesn't know. You know, the La Familia doesn't know. Alicia Fox doesn't know. No one has a clue who the guest is going to be. So he comes out. He's cutting a promo. And he's like, I would like to bring out the man who will help me win the Hell in a Cell match. Who knows what I need to do to win. Who can help me more than anyone else. And he's looking at the ramp, so everyone's kind of waiting. And then all of a sudden he just backs out of the ring and goes, Mick Foley, and points right at Foley. Foley's like, really? I'm just stunned. So Edge gets back in the ring. Foley comes in the ring with him. He's like, I want you to show me how to beat Undertaker. To show me what I need to do in Hell in a Cell. Because Edge has never been in one. They do a promo video for 1998 and for Foley in Hell in a Cell. And Foley's like, I won't help you. There's only one person that can help you. Yourself. Which it sounded hokey at first. And then he's like, I told people for years that you were the best superstar I've ever seen. And you've been disappointing me. You've been using the cheap way out. You've been using friends to help you and your wife to help you. And just using the cheap way out of things. I want the Edge that won all those ladder matches, all the TLC matches.
I got a question real quick.
All right.
Do you think during this promo was Vince McMahon hollering in Mick Foley's ear?
No. No. But
I had to do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was like, I want that Edge back. That's the only way you're going to win this. So I'm just like, all right. I understand what you're getting at, and beats the hell out of Foley. Just screaming out like, I understand. So and Jim Ross put it over, and then he's like, Foley said he wouldn't help Edge, but the old Edge could help him, and Foley brought him, like, Foley did help Edge in a way, and the old Edge came back in one shot. It was just
an
excellent promo. Just flipping out, screaming out.
Man, I wish I had that on DVR.
Good. It was so good. All right, I'll see what you missed on Saturday night's main event.
You know what the thing about you know what? DVR is overrated. Much like RVD. The same initials.
Thanks.
A mere
DVR
image.
Is an excellent thing.
DVR is great.
I don't have hundreds of VHS tapes to keep track of that
no.
I don't watch.
You still have what's a VHS?
Oh, too soon.
No, seriously though, what is it?
VCR tapes.
Oh yeah. That's it. Okay, Saturday Night's Main Event. What happened? Right. It was awful from what I hear.
It was awful.
Nothing. I mean, no one watched it. It got a rating of like an NHL game.
The 8-man tag opened it up.
Which was? Who was in it?
JBL, Kane, DiBiase, Rhodes against Crime Time, Cena, and Batista. That started off the show.
Okay. Not a bad start.
Not bad.
You want to get all your stars in. Okay.
Yep. JBL at then hits clothesline from hell on JTG. There's your pin. CM Punk's doing commentary, not doing a terrible job on it. Jim Ross is forced to put over NBC shows. He's like, boy, that was a hit. And if you want to watch hits, watch Last Comic Standing.
It's kind of random.
Terrible. He had to put over a couple
shows. No, I understand.
Terrible. There were only two other matches.
Okay. So three matches. It was only an hour, though, right?
Yep. Great Khali against Jimmy Wang Yang.
That was one of the matches for Saturday Night's Main Event?
Yes.
They wanted to show the size of Khali.
They wanted to show Khali. That's the only thing I can think of.
Oh, well, what a offensive specimen to show.
Yeah, and then we had Jeff Hardy Edge.
Which would be a good
interspersed
match.
Within these, however, we had Jeff Foxworthy, Carmen Electra, Ben Stiller, and then finally Jenny McCarthy come out and talk about autism and the Project Rescue or whatever that thing's called.
Yeah.
That she's doing.
Nothing wrong with autism research.
No, but the level of stars they got is, there is something wrong there.
Yeah.
Okay, and I posted this. I posted my thoughts immediately after. Where'd I post it? Why, thank you for asking. On hellionsmagazine.wordpress.com.
Folks, in case you don't know, that is what they call a plug.
So, autism. Like, I feel, you know, there does need to be research, you know. Yeah. We need to find out what's causing it, everything. Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with that at all. Okay? Now, one of the things of autism is repetitive behavior. So who do we have come out to talk about trying to help out? Jeff Foxworthy, who's just been repeating the same joke for the last 20 years.
But a bunch.
Then we have Carmen Electra, who has not used her brains for a damn thing. Ben Stiller, who has made millions off of being stupid. Like, can't we have someone credible come out and talk about this?
Like, at least, like Aldo Montoya?
Not just incredible.
At
least Jim McCarthy, like, her kid has autism, and she has just shown intelligence and class and just, like, an unbelievable
drive. Did
she
walk Diesel out to the ring?
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
Or did she walk Michaels? She walked Michaels, right?
She walked Michaels to the ring and left with Diesel. She left with Diesel.
Yeah, but Pam Anderson walked Diesel down, right? Is that, what is that? Is that, that's WrestleMania 11?
11, because Michaels won it at 12. But it was just, I don't know, it was awful. I don't understand the point of it. It's terrible.
Okay.
The Jeff Hardy Edge match was just there. It's two of your best, and I felt, if I'm watching this show, I didn't want to order SummerSlam, nor did I even want to watch Raw two nights later. Nothing was put over.
Did you want to help autism?
No. It wasn't even a fundraiser, really.
What did they do? They just came out and did, like, they make jokes?
Go online and find out what you can do to help.
Were they pre-taped segments, or did they actually come out to the arena?
Pre-taped for all of them, except Jenny McCarthy came out on the stage.
Oh, so they, it was basically what they did on Raw, then.
Yeah. No, the Ben Stiller one was the same one from Raw. It wasn't even a new pre-taped segment.
What the fuck?
It was terrible. So, you got your main Raw guys in a match.
Yeah. Okay.
They barely have any...
No Triple H, which surprises me.
Well, because the Stephanie still had... You know,
but
the kid's still newborn.
It still surprises me.
Yeah. They don't put over Kane at all.
You know what's surprising?
So know what's going on there.
Okay.
JBL has a stare down with Punk. All right. Now, if you're your casual fan, just like, oh, there's wrestling on NBC. Let me see. I don't know who this Punk guy is. I don't know why he has a title. I don't know why it's a new title than the spinner one I was used to. I don't care about Cena and Batista having a match because they're barely even teasing conflict between them during this tag match. I know who Triple H is. I don't know who this terrible Great Khali.
Who's his Undertaker?
No Undertaker.
No Undertaker. I'm just trying to think of names here.
And then a piss poor match of Jeff Hardy and Edge.
Well, it wasn't even a good match.
I didn't think it was. I thought it was adequate. I thought it was like, I thought it was a house show match. I thought it was a, we're not on TV, we'll do enough to get by. You know, we'll still entertain, but we're not going to take as many bumps.
Okay.
You know? The only good part of the match was Jeff Hardy's hanging off the ring. Okay? Like, his torso's in the ring, his head's hanging out of the ring, and Edge is kind of distracting the ref.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry, Edge was trying to beat a count out. So the ref is watching Edge on the other side of the ring. Hardy's hanging out, so he's still in the ring. He's not going to be counted out. He's taking a breather, but his head's dangling outside the ring. Out of nowhere, MVP comes flying in, hits that mafia kick thing of his right to Jeff Hardy's face, and then dives into the crowd to escape. But apparently they didn't tell the crowd because you just see MVP like, excuse me, excuse me, like stepping over.
Like trying to get into
like being a very sweet, nice, polite heel. And that was the most entertaining part of the show for me. Huh. I thought it was awful.
But if you're a casual fan, you don't watch wrestling often, you pick it up.
I wouldn't have watched it based on this. Yeah, I would not have watched it based on this. No one got put over. No reason, like, tune in tomorrow night or Monday night on Raw. Nothing. And no mention or...
Did they mention SummerSlam? Like
barely, and there's nothing from ECW on there.
Well, there's nothing of ECW on SummerSlam, basically, anyways.
We'll have Mark Henry come out and lift a car or something. I don't know.
have him lift a car.
Have him eat a poop sandwich.
Have him bleed up. Have them frying pans. Just eat them.
Just eat a frying pan. I would be impressed by that.
Bench.
I would tune in. I'd be like, I need to see more of this guy.
I need to, you know, I like things fried, especially my pans.
Yeah, why not?
So what else? Anything else, Ken?
No, I thought it was awful.
Well, you know what? Now I'm not so... thank you, Time Warner, for deleting my DVR. Because that didn't really sound that good. Well, now, folks out there, if you didn't like it, please, if you disagree with us, email us. What's the address, Kevin?
That would be hellionsmagazine@gmail.com.
Yes. One more time, Kevin.
hellionsmagazine@gmail.com.
Yes, email us. We want to hear your thoughts. Thank you for listening, if you're still there. If you checked us out, hated us, cool, whatnot, at least you checked us out, gave us a chance, you know. That's all we can say is thank you. So... back onto let's go with Monday Night is Adamly. Adamly Originals. The first night he's the GM. What'd you think?
Within 5 seconds of him being on camera to open up Raw, he had to look at the script.
He came out with the script in his hands. Now, I would imagine they're doing this on purpose.
You think?
I would hope so. Because you would not, I mean, his cue card, this is almost as bad as when The Miz had to look up WWE.com as the address for the Divas search.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that one.
I mean, this was pretty bad. So I'm hoping, I'm praying that they're doing it on purpose. But wasn't it funny, though, that you heard all these internet rumors about how the glasses made McMahon look old and out of date, and then Adamly comes out and he's got the glasses.
Yeah, true. I mean, maybe it's a character. Maybe.
Yeah, there's always a maybe.
But I don't think so. I think he needs
the script. He compared
himself
to Nixon. Or Reagan. Excuse me. I pulled an Adamly there.
I think he needs the script. I think, I mean, obviously it's the writers. Thank you, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. Whew.
The Prince Originals.
Oh.
Wow, that sounds like an episode of Fresh
Prince. I know. The Prince Originals.
It's like Ashley and Hillary dancing in the background.
Oh.
Doing the Carlton.
That's awful. No, you can tell that Freddie had his prints all over that script. Oh.
That was awful.
I've been waiting all week.
But... He's so bad. I don't think that you can pretend to be that bad.
You don't think you can pretend to be that bad?
No.
You're
no,
just
I think
that
he's legitimately
bad.
That bad.
Is he going to border? I mean, but he got some heat, though.
Oh, he's got great heat.
But it wasn't like, great and it's heat. Not like X-Pac suck heat.
No, it's like we really dislike you, but you're so damn entertaining. We still want you to come out.
Yeah.
It's good heel
and
heat.
And when he was on the phone with Stephanie, he looked directly into the camera. I slowed this down here. Like
it was like a 5 second pose, like an Edge Christian.
Yeah,
homage.
He looked. I mean, that's a big no-no. Is do not acknowledge that fourth wall.
No. And he's reading off the script. And it's not like he even folded
the
paper in half like news reporters do.
Awful.
When they're reading from the blue screen.
He also was reading for the script about his own career.
Yeah, and then I was what the
7
hell do now?
Years in the NFL.
Like, does he have a book? I hope he has a book. Every football player's athlete's got a book now. There's got to be a Mike Adamly book, the Mike Adamly story.
What is there to tell?
I don't know. There's
what NFL team
one.
Did he play for?
I would know.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't know. I'm just trying to think.
The
maybe.
Super Bowl's the only time I watch any sports all year, and that's why I can watch commercials.
So you're saying wrestling's not a sport?
I'm using popular vernacular.
Popular vernacular.
Yes.
Is wrestling a sport? In your opinion, this is a tough question for everyone. I mean,
no, because it's predetermined, but it is an athletic contest.
Okay. What about poker?
No.
Is it a hobby?
It's a competition.
It's a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Golf?
Anything you.
Is golf?
Yeah.
Golf's physical. Look at Tiger Woods, it dominates, and look how jacked he is compared to everyone.
I can give golf being a sport now because there is.
What about bowling?
No. Anything you can do better while fatter is not a sport. Thus, poker and bowling are out.
Oh.
Golf, at least you got to walk around.
Oh, okay.
And based on Tiger Woods' knee surgery, like I didn't realize the actual physical exertion that does take place on it. And who was it? John Daly, that because of the size of his upper body, he could just hit the ball further because of the strength he had. So yeah, I would say golf is a sport. I would say bowling is not. But I would like to see. I wouldn't mind seeing like maybe Ring of Honor could pull it off or something. But someone do like a wrestling Olympics. Okay. Now follow me here. Take it like figure skating or gymnastics. We all know what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
We know it's predetermined, but we don't know how you're gonna do it or how nice you're gonna
like
do
your
it.
Routine.
Yeah.
Like a tandem, like a match routine.
Yeah. Like, we know you're going to have this match. We know who's going to win. But we don't know how nicely you're going to do it.
You know,
so you can do ratings.
It's not a bad idea.
You know, and you got Mexico being...
Who would be your judges for this, though? Who would you have judge? You need three judges. You need, like, a Russian, a no. U.S., and a conquistador.
U.S., Mexico, Japan, and Britain.
All right, who would be the judges, though? The great Muda? Flair? Which you, I mean, because think about it. Think about this though. If you did this for, and the reason we talk about this is because the Beijing Olympics are on Friday.
Oh, of course,
that's exactly how we got stuck on this.
All right, you would need
no, but you would also need different generations, because older wrestler Bruno Sammartino looks at wrestling differently than Stone Cold.
All right, what if we did two people per country then?
How many judges? The judges ended up going to look like the NWO Wolfpack by the end of it. Everyone will be in.
All right. I'd have Gabe from Ring of Honor be one of them.
Who's Gabe?
He's the booker for Ring of Honor.
Was he the – who's the one that got – no.
Feinstein
is the one that got
it. Yeah, he's out. Long out.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would have Gabe
Heyman?
Be one of the judges. Heyman, yeah. Is he technically living in England now? That could be our English judge. Just to make it easy.
No, he would have to be the American. There's your two Americans.
All right.
What about Dynamite Kid? What's he doing? Can we roll him out?
Maybe. Well, you could have Antonio Inoki for Japan.
Muda,
why not? Conan and El Santo.
Conan.
For Mexico.
No, remember when Conan got like onto WCW and he first started out?
I was so impressed with him at
Everyone
first.
Everyone
thought
he was great. Like, he came out in some sort of just odd looking thing. What was it? What did he come out with? Like, it was a star with straps on it and stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of like Rocky Maivia's first outfit.
No, because The Rock took off the thing and he just had the
when. Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah, because he had long, like tights to his knees. And they had fringe and everything on him. And then he had his, like, Aztec warrior overcoat thing.
No, but they made a huge deal out of Conan coming. Like, this is good. And then what happens?
He won U.S. title, lost it, like, the next
and
night
that was it.
Or something.
Like, and then he just floundered in the mid-cards, basically.
Yeah.
And he,
I think he got a token tag run, maybe.
Yeah. Let's not talk about TNA.
Somewhere around the way. Yeah, like, I thought Conan was going to be a force.
Well, remember, I mean, one of the coolest moves ever is that roll.
The rolling.
Rolling clothesline.
Clothesline thing. Yeah.
But then he got older and he couldn't do it anymore.
No, it's just sad.
La riva, la raza. Orale.
And then he just repeated catchphrases.
And then he was just like, remember at one point I was watching it, because towards the end of WCW, I stopped watching. I was just watching, you know, Raw and stuff. He was like, I'm going to peel my potato salad. He's just doing all these weird food.
You're
going
to peel my potatoes and toss my salad.
Is that what it was?
Yes. Now I'm familiar with tossing the salad is. I still don't know what peeling the potatoes
what,
is.
What is that, like some sort of, yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
If people know, if you know out there, don't email us.
It's when you go south of the border.
No. Okay. Well, anyways, who's be a Russian judge? Vladimir Koloff?
Nikita Koloff? Nikita
Koloff. Iron Sheik would have to be a judge.
Iron Sheik can be.
All right, let's get off this topic. I don't even know how we got stuck on it. But.
All right. So this was three different segments of Raw, but they really flowed into each other to refresh your memory. Kofi against Paul Burchill.
Mm-hmm.
They leave. Katie Lee's still at ringside. Mickey James comes out. They have a match. Beth Phoenix beats up Mickey after the match. Santino cheers her
now,
out.
Now, do you like that, though? Like the stream of consciousness?
Yeah, it makes sense.
This person comes out. This person comes out.
Yeah.
The thing about it, too, it seemed like a more polished Crash TV. I mean, really, if you think about it, like it seemed organized. It was... What do they call Kofi Kingston in the ring? Michael Cole? organized chaos. Or,
yeah, or controlled anarchy or something.
Controlled
like
chaos.
That.
That's what it, Raw seemed like.
But it made sense with how it all flowed. Go ahead.
No, no, keep on.
All right. And it's kind of like, why don't people come out? You know, like when the face gets beat up, or even when a heel gets beat up, it's like they have friends. Why is no one coming out?
Yeah,
here?
It makes sense.
You know, so this was a good logical progression of events leading up to the brilliant idea for the match at SummerSlam of Santino and Beth against Kofi and
which
Mickie
is
James.
An Adam Lee original.
Original. I would assume it means, you know, if do you think both titles are on the line?
Both titles like are on the line. It's a winner take all.
So if Beth pins Mickie, does that mean Santino gets the IC
yeah.
belt, or does that mean Beth gets the belt because she got the pin?
That would be a great storyline, wouldn't it?
Like, I'm not sure which way
Beth
it's going.
Phoenix gets the pin, but, I mean, I don't want to see the belt off Kofi. I really like Kofi as an IC champ, but that would be a great storyline. Beth Phoenix wins, and she wants the IC belt because she's beating Santino. Why should he get it?
Yeah.
So then we'll get another Adam Lee original.
But then we have, do you remember Eddie Guerrero in China? China had the IC belt, and Eddie accidentally pinned her for the belt. There's ideas that are always going to be repeated, no matter what.
But you know what? This was like a fresh spin.
True. Their ideas just seem like they're once, you know, you can only do it once.
Yeah. Invasion angle, you can't do, really.
You could do an invasion angle again.
Nah, not the way that it won't be as good.
Well, they kind of botched it anyways. But, I mean, like, there have been invasion angles. NWO was an invasion
angle.
That's
what I'm saying. That's the real invasion angle.
Yeah, ECW had one when Lawler showed up there.
Yeah.
Man, like, you can do good invasion
Speaking
angles.
Speaking of rehashing angles, what an awful idea it is to get rid of the tag team belts off of Cody and DiBiase.
And throw them on Cena and Batista when we just had the Matt Hardy and MVP as partners that can't get along. We've had Shawn Michaels and John Cena within recent memory as the partners that can't get along.
I mean, they're just... Oh, I hate the way... I know they want to get Cena Batista. Why are they just rushing it to SummerSlam? It's beyond me. Why not build that up? That's your money match.
Unless you're having someone beat them to build up someone new, maybe, you know.
Yeah, but now the tag team belts, when you think they're starting to pick up steam, and then they just throw them on. I've always hated when they would throw on. Like, the tag team wrestling is the tag, you know, their specialty. And then all of a sudden, these two guys who are singles competitors come together, can just randomly win. It shows that you don't need chemistry. I've always hated it.
Well, how many times have they had, like, Triple H and Shawn Michaels run the gauntlet and destroy the entire tag team division?
Oh, yeah.
Like, obviously, they don't care. Usually, the only time you can be sure it's going to be that the tag titles are going to be on pay-per-view is Night of Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Great American Bash. Great American Bash is kind of like they were purposely trying to do a WCW pay-per-view still.
Yeah.
Because, you know, secondary titles on the show and built up and all. It's kind of weird.
But JBL.
No, obviously, if the only way to care about the tag titles is to throw down, you know, main event guys for a little bit, I guess, just to build it up. But or maybe they're building up a legacy for Cody and DiBiase. Like, now there'll be two-time tag champions.
Stupid. Just the way they build up Tommy Dreamer's hardcore title reigns.
Oh, come on.
What is he, 27?
Yeah, I think so.
Were you there? Do you remember every time he won the...
I may have been there for one. Maybe. I swear we saw a hardcore title change somewhere. Oh, I did it at WrestleMania. They still had the hardcore title then. I think that's when Mighty Molly had it. So I don't know if Dreamer got it all then. I can't remember.
Does it really matter? That's the...
No.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't understand why you would just throw two main event guys, just throw the thing together, and just it's beyond me.
No, it's one of those things I have hope that maybe it's leading somewhere, but probably not. Oh, all right, moving on. Jamie Noble.
I really did not like it this week.
I think that could be a great feud.
That's actually that's the other big thing too. Leading out, what Noble Kane?
No, Noble Regal.
Oh, Noble Regal. That's right.
That could be great.
Well, Matt, I'm thinking Matt Stryker like, Kane.
No, that was.
That's the big thing coming like into Raw is we're gonna find out what's in Kane's bag.
Kane, what's in the bag, baby? Oh.
Does anyone big care?
Big bag weed.
I mean, really, do you care for the Kane?
No. If it leads to him putting the mask back on, that'd be cool.
But I was more interested with fake Kane than I am right now.
With freaking Deacon?
Yeah.
Festus?
Yeah.
Really?
I was more interested at this point in the, just think about it. When fake Kane came out and blah, 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 you're like, what the hell is going on? Because it was like, how are they going to get out of this?
Not true.
But now it's just like, whatever, I could care less.
It's like get it over with.
Yeah. I always hated, like, the supernatural characters in wrestling. Like, Taker's Taker. Taker's awesome.
Taker goes beyond it.
But Taker really doesn't play off the dead man anymore. They call him the dead man, but he doesn't come out with the urn and all this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Abyss, I don't care about.
Relic. You know, that's killer spelled backwards.
Relic is?
Yes.
Oh, because they spelled with a K instead of a C?
Yes, they did. Backwards K at that. I don't know if they're writing in Russian.
Maybe Jonathan Davis from Korn was behind that one. If writing in Russian, maybe he could be the Russian judge for the Olympics.
There you go.
What else is on the agenda, Kevin? Are you okay over there? Kevin has been eating his dinner throughout this. What did you have for dinner tonight?
I had three rodeo cheeseburgers.
Three rodeo cheese. What's a rodeo cheeseburger for those that don't know?
For you wrestling fans
that don't know fast food.
It is a Burger King cheeseburger with onion rings on top of it and then a mass amount of barbecue sauce on top of that, and it is delicious.
Is it JR's barbecue sauce?
No, but we should try that.
JR's barbecue sauce?
Yes, on a rodeo.
Now,
burger.
My question is, I went to JR's. I read his blog once in a while. Went to his website. Is his jerky that good if it's already on clearance at the WWE store?
Well, it's not that it's not good. It's that enough of it didn't sell, and apparently jerky can go bad.
Can it go bad?
I don't know.
The Jerky Boys did.
Wow.
It's Frank Rizzo. Didn't they have a movie?
Yes.
Wait, no, this is the wrestling show where we don't talk about wrestling, apparently. Where did they originate from? Like, what, were they on Howard Stern? Like,
no.
Was it an MTV thing?
I think they were just, it was like a tape trading thing. Like, they were trying to get known, so they just sent out a bunch of copies. People copied it and sent out copies, and eventually they got picked up.
Huh. I just thought they came from, like, a radio show or something.
No, I think a lot of people copy them after, but I think the original idea was just word of mouth.
Okay, I don't know why I brought that up.
Wow. All right, so we have the handicap match, another Adam Lee original.
Yes. Which actually had an interesting twist on it, though.
Good storylines going on in it, too. Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. I'm telling you, I think Jericho Punk can be a great feud. I think there can be great matches.
But it won't be for the world title.
Probably not, but I think it'd be really good.
Do you think
good.
JBL will win?
No.
What?
I think they'll wait till Orton comes back.
Oh, you think Orton's coming back?
Well, Orton is coming back, but I think they're going to hold it. They're going to keep it on Punk until Orton comes back. Why not? I don't think JBL...
When's Orton? Is Orton healthy yet?
I thought October was the time frame.
Yeah, but didn't he say he'd be back a lot sooner than expected?
Yeah, I don't think JBL's carrying a company, though.
Oh.
Especially
the only thing he's carrying is extra weight.
The CEO of a company he founded himself.
Mama Joanna.
Mama Joanna energy drinks. Which just sounds
awesome. Can I say something? I want a t-shirt with Kofi Kingston on it. And on the back it says, no one gets higher than the Jamaican.
That'd be good.
You know?
That'd be a good shirt. ECW would have done that shirt.
Oh, yeah. I think they did.
OG ECW, that is not. But I like the match. I'm not used to Jericho's new look yet.
Well, it's only been one day.
I know. It was just like, really? Jericho? Short tights? All right.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Who knew he had legs?
Yeah, like I kept thinking it was someone else.
I like him coming out in suits, though. Because they're getting rid of the whole business, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, certain people are going to have to come out wearing their T-shirts or their gear. It just makes sense. Like, I don't want Kane to come out in a suit to hype his match.
Oh, what did that? Snitsky. Remember they used to do the backstage photos? Like, before Raw, like, this person arrives at Raw, like, on WWE.com.
Yeah, I thought
like
the
one photo is Snitsky with, like, a fanny pack and, like, a Hawaiian shirt and tie on.
I love the WWE.com live thing for Raw, where you'd get, like, the pictures or, like, a little pre-show and each commercial break.
Don't do that anymore,
though. Still going on. No, I don't know why. I loved it. I would have the computer going and the TV going, like, side by side.
Because you don't do that now.
No, true. True.
Okay, question. Big UFC this weekend.
Really good UFC.
Now, what are the matches? The only thing I know is Brock's. I'm not a UFC fan. I'm not really into MMA, personally.
But we're going to go watch
it. But I'm going to go watch it because my friends like it. So.
All right. Brock's fighting Heath Herring.
Who's this Heath Herring guy?
Okay.
I know Brock because he's a wrestler.
Right.
Not that he's done anything, and he lost the first time.
Okay, his MMA record's 1-1.
Oh, he won one match?
He won one in Japan, maybe. Just pounded the hell out of the guy. Like, you felt sorry for him. And then he lost his UFC debut. He got trapped in the leg lock.
Yeah.
But he was winning it up until that point.
But it was only the first round, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a quick fight. It was like a minute.
He won the first minute of the fight?
Because he comes out and he's just beating the hell out of the guy. Like, every punch is connected, and they're hard punches. And he's quick as hell, too. He goes to stand up to turn to go for something else. The left is, like, exposed. And, Frank Mir he was fighting? Catches it, immediately flips him over, gets him in the leg lock. And he couldn't get out. Like, it was sunk so deep, even if he could reach up, there'd be no way he could get to it. It was just a great move. And he was trying to fight out of it. So just like, screw it. I'm not going to get out of this
move.
That's
smart.
Yeah.
Who else is now? What's the. There's so that's not fighting, the main event.
No. But he's fighting Heath Herring. Herring retired for a little while, went away, came back. He's had a couple of fights since being back.
Has Brock lost a lot of his wrestling weight?
He needs to cut weight to get down to, I think it's 235 is the limit for heavyweight. He needs to cut to get down to 235.
So what is he? What was he at his first fight, though? Because what did he weigh in the WWE? 270?
Yeah, 275.
So he's lost a lot of muscle.
Yeah, but he's still huge. Like, yeah, he's lost weight, but he's still huge.
I mean, is it as bad as Chris Masters? I haven't seen Brock.
Oh, no. I wouldn't say it's that bad.
I mean, Chris Masters, it's funny, though, we say Chris Masters, because if we saw him in person, he'd be jacked.
Yeah, I mean, when Chris Masters went away, got sick, whatever, and came back, he looked like he had lost, like, 100 pounds.
He looked like Ben Affleck, because he had that goatee.
Yeah, it was crazy. No, Brock, like, yeah, he's smaller than his WWE day, but he's still a big freaking dude.
Who's the heavyweight champion right now in UFC?
There's an interim one, and I can't remember. That's one that KOTOR has, and then he's got the big fight going on. He doesn't want to come back.
With Fedor, right?
No. I mean, him and Dana White.
No. When's KOTOR fighting? Is it Fedor? Is that who they want?
If he can get out of his UFC contract. He's still under contract to UFC and is still technically heavyweight champion, but there is an interim one right now.
No, it's lame.
Antonio.
Why is he trying to get out of his UFC contract? Why? What's the dispute?
I think it's an agent. Like, it's, you know.
He wants more money, basically.
I'm not getting paid what I'm worth. I'm not getting this. I'm not getting that. And coincidentally, it was like within a couple of weeks of him getting a new agent, then all of a sudden he has all these problems with his deal. I think it's just the agent, like, I can get you more money over here. Hmm. I think they're just screwing
up. Right, so, anyways, what's the big other big match? How many fights are there? I mean, obviously, there's the same amount every month, but how many big ones is there? I know Brock.
I say three big ones. GSP's defending his belt.
Oh, George St. Pierre?
Who,
he's nasty.
Yeah, because I.
Out of really all I've care. Watched, he's really good, though. You don't like him?
Oh, I just don't care. I was just like, all right, GSP's going to keep it.
Oh, is he just so he's fighting CM Punk?
Oh, come on.
But the Kenny Florian Roger Huerta match is one I want to see. This it's got the potential just to be the best match not only of the card but in the entire year.
Which one's Kenny Florian? Is it he? Was he?
You'll recognize.
Is he the one with the black guy with the?
No, he's white.
Oh, who's the one dude with the hair? He's got like gold hair, kind of like Shelton Benjamin hair, but comes out. He was an Ultimate Fighter dude.
Oh,
he looks like a bigger
Koscheck.
Looks like a bigger version of Cisco.
Josh Koscheck. No, I don't think he's on this card. I'm pretty sure he's
not.
I
don't know. I know them by looks.
No, not him. You'll recognize Kenny Florian. Roger Huerta is just like every match he's had has been insane. Just balls out, crazy, insane. And this is one of the matches
that'll be a good one.
No one's going to quit. No one's going to be like,
now, are these guys both like pounders, fighters?
Both. That's the thing.
I remember the one I watched was Vanderlei Silva, Liddell, where they just beat the shit out of each other.
This one could just be them throwing punches the entire fight. It could be them going to the ground, and they both can hang.
I just want punches
either way.
The entire time.
Ground or standing, they're going to be great either way. And it's one of those fights where you know no matter what, you're going to get a good fight. These aren't guys that are like, oh, I want to make sure I'm healthy for my next fight, so I'll tap out. Yeah, maybe I could get out of this move, but end up hurting myself.
Yeah.
Or I'm sick of taking punches, I'll tap. Like, not that I'm saying anyone is a wimp or is chicken or anything, but I do think that there's a certain level of I need to protect my career and my face and my body. These two guys are just like, screw it. Screw it.
You know who else throws their career into the wind? Quentin Rampage Jackson.
It's just sad.
You know what? I'm surprised.
I don't know what happened.
McMahon never tried to get Rampage because he could have been the one that got rid of Lita's baby. Huh? He could have been the one that got rid of Lita's baby. Remember when she fell off the ramp and she lost her child with Kane? Have you heard about Rampage? How the girl he hit lost her baby?
Oh, my God. Jeez. Oh, you're
come
evil.
Come on.
Oh, you're evil.
Jeez.
I totally forgot that.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
You're just evil and wrong.
That was my one joke for the night.
Fucking terrible.
You got to get one of them in there. Anything you want to add, Kevin, before we wrap this up, big guy?
No. Like,
it's kind of a lame week for...
Yeah. Wasn't a great week of wrestling.
No.
We'll watch. I'll watch ECW tonight or something. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll watch ECW this week.
Yep. Then we got a
Dirt Sheet
SmackDown.
Premieres.
Yep. I'll try to get caught up on TNA. But who
yeah,
knows?
Now I'll be able to watch TNA now.
With the new cable box.
Although I do have Last Comic Standing season finale this week.
Nice. So I'll try to get caught up on that. We got our Geekend weekend.
Geekend weekend, folks.
We're gonna have a house show. UFC, and then their TNA pay-per-views on Sunday, too. I don't know if we're watching that or not.
I don't know. We'll have to call our associates.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll figure something out.
Monday night, we'll find out what's going on in Kane's bag of tricks.
Oh, yeah, can't wait for that. Woohoo! I'm already on the edge of my seat.
And then we'll be back to the podcast. Hopefully, it'll be a much more interesting
week. Yeah, this I even, like, fell asleep during this podcast.
Yeah. It's not a great one. Fifth one will be better.
We might be the only... You know what we're doing right now? We're sacking this podcast to protect our career. We're getting ready to tap out. Kevin, let's go to the plugs. Kevin, take it away, sir.
All right. If you want to contact us on the podcast, you can contact us at HellionsMagazine@gmail.com.
What was that for the folks that didn't hear the first time, Kevin?
That is HellionsMagazine@gmail.com, and that's all one word. All
right. There. Hey, can you do that one more time with feeling?
HellionsMagazine@gmail.com.
Right. What do we have any friends that do podcasts?
We got our friends over at EmpireHardcore.com. They did not agree with my opinions of Saturday night's main event, but whatever.
Why, they liked
you know?
It?
Yeah.
Do they smoke weed or something?
Oh, maybe. But Chris over there really liked the Jeff Hardy Edge match. I just didn't care for it.
Yeah, well, you know.
No. We got our MySpace page, myspace.com/HellionsMagazine. Mostly frequently updated blog, Hellions Magazine.
Mostly frequently. What does
updated.
That mean?
It means I do it on days I'm not at work.
Oh, okay. Because we are working, like men, folks. This isn't our first job.
Tomorrow I have the day off. I will be doing stuff on the site all day, except for when I take my trip to the comic book store.
Do you go to the, every Wednesday? Is every Wednesday new comic day?
Wednesday's new comic
day. Oh, wow. The nerds are going nuts. Yeah. Anything else, Kevin, you want to add?
No, I think that's it. I think we'll just cut this one
short.
All right,
what am I going to say is big things popping.
Little things stopping.
And, folks, for all you out there, this is Sweet Maddie Treats and Kevin Hellions tag teaming the Internet One podcast at a time.